everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss how 6'7 is the new slug bug, Janelle Monáe admitting to being a time traveler, the bald caps spotted at Emma Stone's bald movie screening, which fierce drag jewels were stolen from the Louvre, and the curious case of D.L. Hughley. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Touch my body. Let me on the floor.
On the floor. Touch my body.
Yes.
What song is that?
Touch My Body.
By who?
Mariah, isn't it? I think.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
was crazy yeah. of her. That was nuts. She said, touch my body. She said
did
that.
They? The consent's important, and you know that.
Well, oh, you know what? Did Nick Cannon have any children with Mariah? Did they ever, yes. Were they ever together? They had children together?
Twins.
Oh, my. Okay.
Hey, speaking of kids.
What? Who?
Did you see all those? Did you see those kids yelling behind that news reporter 6'7"?
Yes. Oh my God. Is this the 6'7" edition? Because we have to discuss what is for the people at home. What is 6'7"?
I'm bringing it up strictly so it can be nominated in Mutable Word of the Year.
Ooh.
Because I was watching those kids and I thought I wanted to mute. Where are their parents?
Their parents, nobody's parents. Where are their parents?
If we can find
no, no,
the
no,
kiss
no.
cam couple.
Those kids were not kids.
I know. They're like college age kids.
They were holding beers. They were 22.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying kids in the children kind of way. But like, yes, I know they were adults.
Yeah. It's not looking good for society or for culture. 6'7" is like what you say if you want to be a little twerp, right? Like if you just want to like, if you're just like, bah! If you want to be like, bah! If you want to,
I mean,
it means nothing. Youth just say it to provoke. Or to like, it's like saying, oh, I just lost the game. Oh my God, everyone, you just lost the game.
And they just say, you just 6'7"?
No, but did you just lose the game?
No, what are you talking about?
Oh my God, you guys, we're experiencing a monumental moment on the podcast. This is a monumental moment, everyone. Okay, if you just lost the game, you know you lost the game. But Corey's never played the game.
Dang. Is this like when you hold the little circle below your waist and you get to punch someone if they look at it?
Yes. 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 If somebody says you just lost the game, that means you are now playing the game and you lost the game and the game immediately restarts. The game can go on for the rest of your life and it will. And you will lose the game again the next time somebody reminds you of the game. Anytime you think of the game, you have to say out loud, I just lost the game. And then it makes everyone around you lose the game.
If you think about the game.
If you think about the game, you lose the game. Because you have to say out loud, I just lost the game. So everyone just lost the game that you're with. You just lost the game. Everyone listening to the podcast. Everyone in prison that's listening, you just lost the game. You have to tell all the fellow psychobabble prisoners that they lost the game. Okay. Anyway,
dang.
So yes, the circle punch is kind of similar. Slug bug. 6'7", I think, is like...
slug bug
is a little yes it's
6'7" is the youth's punch buggy tope.
I don't know that.
Not a doggy.
Will you teach me how to doggy? Nobody will teach me how to doggy.
You don't know about it's a slug bug is punch buggy.
No, I never did either, to be honest.
Slug bug is you say that you see the slug bug, you punch, you say the color. Punch buggy taupe.
PT Cruiser Bruiser.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways, 6'7" nominated for Mutable Word of the Year.
I thought 6'7", 8'9". Why is 7 afraid of 9? Why is 7 afraid of... Who's afraid of who?
Why 6 is afraid of 7 because 7, 8, 9.
Yes. Okay, well, so I thought that had to... I thought 6'7" had to do with that. I was like... I thought it was shorthand communication for, you know, the fairy tale of how 7, 8, 9. I thought they were... People were kind of talking about that. And I was like, damn... Really on 7's jock.
Yeah, that's true. Everything you're saying is true.
Girl, so then what is 6'7"? I heard that it's banned in classrooms.
Yeah, I think it should be.
Well, if it's banned in classrooms, why are adult people saying it?
I saw, you know, it's very our age people trying to never been kissed, well, trying to fit in with the youth, trying to go back to high school.
I went to Universal Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Well, I was in the elevator from the parking garage going toward it, and a grown adult, maybe 20 years older than me, 15 years older than me, said 6'7", and then everyone laughed in the elevator. I was like, "We're not maybe doing that.
A teacher. A teacher."
It was giving like a dad, thinking like, "Let me talk to the youth."
How was your Halloween experience?
Scary. It was like stepping into the scary verse, honey. The scary verse was cocked and loaded.
I, too, recently went to a haunted house. Did I tell you about this?
Is it the one where you have to sign your life away and they can cut your hair?
No. But, hey, remember speaking of cutting hair, because that's another bullet point on my list coming up.
Oh, Jesus.
I went to a scary house, and it was like a story within the scary house, and you were trying to defeat this evil coven of witches, and you all had to work together, and you had to go through the house, and you would run into scary creatures like the witches turned this one guy into a giant rat creature, and there was this like dead chef in one of the kitchens. It was pretty fun. But what I was going to say is at the start, you and your group, you went in there and they were like telling you, oh, you have powers within you. Step to the table and place your hands on the table and we'll find out what powers you have. And you're also from a coven, and we'll tell you which coven you're from and you have to remember. Anyways, I was there. I've had a lot of family visiting this month. My mom came and then my brothers came and blah, blah, blah. I've been hosting family all week, all month. When we went to step up the table, you stepped up in like random placements around it. And me, my brother, and my mom like put our hands on the table, and us three all got the same coven, and we were the only ones in that group who got that coven. Isn't that weird?
That is
how
weird.
Did it know? How did it know?
Well, how many people were in the group?
There were 9.
Okay, well.
Or 10?
Well.
Yeah. Yeah,
What was your power?
I don't remember. I remember we were the blue one, and then they put a sticker on all of our chests for our color so we could remember what team we were on. And then there were different parts when you went through that only someone from one color of the witches could read the incantation, and they would unlock the door. And
so it was kind of like crazy. An escape room, a Halloween escape room.
Yes and no, but they did have a thing where it was like, if you pay $5 more, then they can touch you.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
But they weren't really like, it wasn't like grab.
How do they know who's paid the $5? You wear a little wristband.
You were wearing one of those glow in the dark snap necklaces.
If the scary people see that, they know it's yes, full it was on very, touch my body.
Yes, and it was very it wasn't like scary. It was very like they would like a witch would come out and then she would like on their chin like trickle her fingers on their chin and be all ha 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 ha. So it was very
for just
light
$5?
Touching. $5 extra on top of the ticket.
$5 extra for light touching from a witch. Okay.
But don't hey, the first what's a guy witch called? A warlock? Somebody in our group had to read the incantation, whatever, and they, and this hot ass witch warlock came busting out of the closet, and he was so hot. And we were like, "We're supposed to be afraid of you."
You're like, hot. "Is it too late to get the glow necklace?"
The only two people in our group, because our group had like five, and then it was like two other groups of two. And one was this other gay couple. They bought the necklaces to be touched, and they were very stoned. And so they were just walking around very stoned.
I don't want to be touched by... I don't want to be the only one touched in the group, though.
Well, yeah. Two out of seven were willing to be touched.
Okay. Well, I went to Halloween Horror Nights, and the only... Let me just say this. You know... how you can get the like express pass and you skip the line. Some of the lines were 2 hours. 2 hours for a haunted house like that you can see the person in front of you getting scared. It's kind of just like you're shuffling through. No, ma'am, Pam. I was very grateful that we had the express passes. I did we did every single one, which was nice.
How many were there?
I don't know, like 12, 15
different Halloween horror houses.
Well, there's also the, like the other, you know, the Simpsons ride, the Mummy ride.
In fact, I don't know about the Simpsons.
You never been to Universal? Okay. You never been to Universal?
I don't think.
Okay. Well, there's Universal is the normal rides were also happening. Some of them. So like the Jurassic Park ride,
you call a Simpsons ride normal.
Oh, trust me. I love the Simpsons ride. It's endearingly terrible. Like the graphics are worse than the 90s video games. Like it's terrible. But I
wait,
love it.
That
it's cute.
Side scroller arcade Simpsons game was fun. Didn't Marge have a vacuum?
Yes, yes.
Can we play that?
I absolutely would. No, it's anyway, it's like one of those like sit in like a little seat and the seat like rumbles and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the teacups.
The majority of the experiences for Halloween Horror Nights though are like themed houses that you walk through. My problem with like a haunted house situation is they shuffle you in way too close to the people in front of you. You see them getting jumped at, and then it's kind of like, okay, well, I know exactly the plot of what's happening in the next minute at all times. So I stand there and I let the people in front of me go. No employee is going to keep me shuffling forward. I will wait for all of the surprises to be surprises. Thank you.
I'll wait. Being the teacher. I'll wait.
Yes, I will. I will.
I will say the one that I did here in San Francisco, I'm trying to think of the name of it. They did such a good job of spacing you out, and like everyone there, because it was like a story within, I think everybody had cues and they could yes. And if you were getting too close to the group in front of you, they could monologue a little bit to kind of keep you in the room from progressing. So while we occasionally like heard a scream through the wall, we never caught the group in front of us, which I was super thankful for. We were like on our own journey the whole time. No spoilers.
That's nice. Yeah, they get it. I'm looking on the website right now. There was a one about the Terrifier, that clown, the scary white clown. The scary white clown.
Did he terrify you?
He was scary. I didn't like him. There was Jason was there. There was a Fallout themed one. There was a Five Nights at Freddy's one, which I don't know anything about Five Nights at Freddy's. It's like animatronics.
It's Major Magics.
That was like the most popular one. The line was crazy. There was one for I Thought of You. Who is Wyatt Six?
What?
WWE? I don't know. They had one of a themed about a guy that is a WWE wrestler.
I don't know that.
I didn't know if you would know him, but you don't know him. There was a Poltergeist one. There was a Scarecrow one. The Scarecrow one, there was a room where a woman was lying down. She wasn't real. There was a fake body lying down of a woman, and they stuffed in her throat a big corn cob. And that was just the scary thing of the room. And I was too stoned for it.
Country girls make do.
That's what I thought. I said, oh, wow. And it could happen to you. Yeah. I had fun. It was fun. It's one of those parks where, like, every inch of it is, like, filled with employees in costumes scaring people, you know, running up and going, rah! Things like that.
Yeah. Boo.
Boo. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Uncommon Goods. The holidays sneak up fast, but it is not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often homemade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. And because they're made in small batches, the best finds can often sell out fast. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. Plus, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of the handmade products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice, and they've donated more than $3 million to date. I loved looking through Uncommon Goods website because, oh my God, y'all know I love salt and pepper shakers. I'm a little collector. And just with a little search, I found so many cute little salt and pepper shakers. So, like, whatever it is your favorite person loves, you will find something that they will love. Trust me, just go look. So if you want to shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today, you can get 15% off your next gift if you go to uncommongoods.com/babble. Again, that is uncommongoods.com/babble for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. Thank you so much to Uncommon Goods for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. So Head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code Babbel at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No touching. Hey, now what were you saying about hair cutting or bald?
Oh, girl, you're talking about the bald the bald.
Did you go to the all bald premiere of Begunia?
Okay, first of all, what the hell is that? How you say the name of the movie?
I don't know, but I do want to see it. I heard it was good.
Yeah, I heard it was good. Begunia.
It's spelled B-U-G-O-N-I-A.
I have yet to even comprehend the word.
Begunia.
I've kind of in my head just been thinking baloney. Begunia.
I don't know what begunia is. Maybe that's the cult of the men who kidnap her. I try not to watch a lot of trailers for movies because my memory is a steel trap and then I remember when something's going to happen.
Is it Emma Stone though?
Yeah. Did you hear Gladys from Weapons is getting Oscar buzz?
No, but back to Emma Stone in Begunia.
So Begunia had a premiere in L.A. recently, this week, I think, last week, whenever you listen to this.
Not a premiere. It was just a screening.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, it was an early viewing of the movie, as the movie doesn't come out until the 24th or whatever. But anyway, if you were bald and you showed up to the screening, you got in free. If you had hair and you showed up to the screening, there were barbers there to shave your head.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be exposing them, unfortunately, because I saw a picture from in the audience and I saw two people with a bald cap.
Dang. So maybe the other head was just shaped like that. You don't know.
No, I saw the peekaboo bangs. I saw the peekaboo hairs peeking out. If I were in there and I had just gotten my head shaved bald for the movie and I saw two people with bald caps on, I would be tattletaling.
Mama, I would be livid. My blood is boiling.
Guards, seize them.
Well, had me thinking about how Rachel Riley wouldn't even shave her head for $1 million on The Amazing Race. But there are people out here shaving their head for a $20 Begunia ticket. Begunia.
Free haircut.
Free hair. Actually, yeah, you're making money.
Yeah, I saw a video of the people getting their haircut at the event. Some of them...
They were paid. They were definitely paid.
Yeah, well, first of all, yes. Certainly. Maybe. I don't know. But some of them had short hair to begin with. Some guys just had, like, really short hair already, and they were bald adjacent. Some people had some long hair, and I thought, oh my gosh, you're really committing to the bitten. That seems crazy.
I thought locks for love better be present.
Well, yes.
Hey, speaking of really short hair.
You think Locks for Love is celebrating Locktober or no?
Yes.
Locktober for love.
It's their last. They've only got a few days left.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of guys with really short haircuts.
Sure.
Mama, you watching Boots on Netflix?
No, and let me tell you, I know is it, it's is like it hot because gaze. It's
okay. Well, I was there for the plot.
What's the plot?
It did feel a little like it was pushing the big war agenda.
Well, let me just tell you, it is. And I don't need to see it to know. Normalizing the military industrial complex, normalizing the concept of even joining the military. I am sorry if your dad is a veteran. I don't support him. Honestly, any military around the world. But if I'm going to get specific, American militaries, they've been up to some bullshit. Bad stuff for a very long time. Track record not looking good. Not good on the world stage. The amount of bad things the American military has been involved in. Honey, no amount of Netflix propaganda is going to convince me.
This was a true story.
Okay. What do you want me to do about it?
Well, for those of you who are looking to enjoy a nice little binge moment, may I recommend Boots on Netflix, because it had me hook, line, and sinker. I will say, maybe you are right, because I am the type who I watch a show, I'll be watching Below Deck, and I'm like, should I just give it all up and go become a yachty and go work on a boat? And then I am watching Boots and thinking, wow, that boot camp looks fun. Obstacle course.
let's just take a step back. Let's look at the bigger picture, Mama.
Showering and with a bunch of men at the same time. Maybe. Bunk
Corey,
beds. When's the last time?
Corey, don't piss me off. No. Do not get sucked in.
Okay, I won't be joining the Marines. Fine, you're
right. Thank you. Well, you know what?
I will say,
it's predatory, and it's predatory toward lower-income families, lower-income people, disproportionately trying to recruit.
You don't
got to
tell me. We can have people of color
to fight the wars of old rich white men to go send somewhere else to kill other people of color around the world. Girl, no, we're not doing it. To what? Extract resources? No.
They were yelling kill a lot. There's a lot of their mantra involved. Kill, which not like.
We don't like that. You know,
they were very,
one,
very, very,
my one
kill.
Rule, you know, my one rule for being in my life, Corey.
No killing.
I tell everybody this. I say, if we're dating, if we're friends, murder is not an option. It's off the table. I will not be a part of your. You will not come to me if you accidentally kill somebody. I will not know about it.
I will tattle.
No,
if you do,
I'm not
tattling.
I'm not going to tattle, but they have the technology. We live in a surveillance state. Don't get me roped in.
Hey, speaking of crimes, what do you think about that heist at the Lerve?
The heist at the Lerve? The girls of Pose really did their big one.
What?
You know, the series premiere of Pose, where they were like stealing art or something, or
from the Lerve?
From the Lerve. Or no? I don't know where they were. From the MoMA, maybe.
I watched Pose and I don't remember that.
Weren't they like in a museum and they like stole the gowns and then they wore them on the runway of the first episode?
Were they at the La Brea Tar Pits?
They were not at the La Brea Tar Pits. I think they may have been at the MoMA.
Do you think a billionaire did the Lerve heist?
No. Why would they do that?
Because they're so rich, they don't need anything else. When you're so rich, the only thing you have left to get is famous diamonds, famous artworks, famous paintings. They can buy anything, so why not take the one thing that they can't have?
It was really at the Lerve?
The Louvre.
Yeah, the Lerve.
Like the Lord song.
No, I know, the Lerve.
Have you been there, by the way?
To the Lerve?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. No. Oh, okay. But it's apparently a whole bunch of jewels that they stole.
Beautiful. They took beautiful rings, beautiful diamonds.
What are those things? Crowns.
Well, they dropped the crown while running out.
Oh, my God.
They rolled up in a truck with a ladder on it, which it's giving like fire truck. They just went right up to the window. They cut out the glass. They went in. They took the jewels. They went back down the ladder. I'm like, really? That's the security you have at the Lerv?
There's no like laser detectors they have to like slither through?
I guess not. We've been lied to in spy movies.
And they didn't even grab the Mona Lisa. It's there.
Do you think it's really the real one is out there for the people to look at, or you think it's a good copy?
Of what?
The Mona Lisa.
Oh. The real one. The real one.
I don't like when they show like the Mona Lisa and it's just all those people taking a picture of the Mona Lisa.
Why not? It's the modern day equivalent of seeing yourself in art. Go take a picture.
I think, okay, so you know how nobody wants to see your fireworks videos?
Sure.
I kind of agree. I think things people take that we should that don't really translate well when you take a video like fireworks. I think concert videos. Mm. Lately I've been thinking too. This might be controversial. Whenever I see a drag performance on like TikTok or Instagram, I think it just, it's like, it feels like you had to be in the room.
Not always. There's one.
I posted recently
of a queen doing something in the park, and she's on a park bench. Yeah. And she does a death drop on the park bench. You didn't have to be there.
Is that a death drop or was it a somersault?
Somersault, thank you. Yes.
But I'm just saying, when I see a drag queen lip syncing in the club, and it's like, and you can hear how the music sounds so soft and it seems so quiet to how they're lip syncing, I just think, this isn't translating.
Bring back the boomerangs. Just get a boomerang.
This isn't translating.
So I'm looking up the jewels that were stolen. These look like some big gems, jewels, fierce drag jewels, crowns, necklaces.
Anastasia Beverly Hills, mama.
Yeah, I have to ask, though, now where were the jewels originated from? Because certainly they weren't all originating in France, let alone in Europe. So you want to talk about theft? Let's talk about theft. If this crown was the queen's at some point, where did she get the emeralds? Honey, it's thievery all the way down. And so if you're going to be mad about the heist, you better start getting mad about the thievery that happened hundreds of years ago.
If you stay mad, you don't got to get mad.
That's right. Oh, and somebody took a nice brooch, too. I'm looking at the list. The list is long. They took it all, honey. FierceDragJewels.com. What are you going to do with the crown? Extract the jewels from it? Or, like, you can't really put it on, I don't know, Depop. It's like, they will track it back. They will know where it came from.
And are you ready for some good news?
Usually.
Well, did you hear big space news this week?
Ooh.
Earth will now have a second moon until 2083. How do you feel about it?
A second moon until 2083.
A rock came into our orbit and it is stuck orbiting our planet like a moon. And it'll be there till 2083.
Okay, they say like a moon, so it's not a moon? What is a moon?
They call it a quasi moon.
Okay, love my quasi moon. Are we gonna name it? Well, did we name the moon, or is the moon just the name of the moon? Like Earth is Earth.
They've named the moon. Do you want to know the name?
Yes, quasi.
2025 PN7. Pretty shitty. They could be so much better at naming things.
That is terrible. That is terrible. Say it again.
2025.
Oh.
PN7.
PN7. No, it's not working for me. 2025 PN7. No. No. She had the chance to be, I don't know, a breakout star of the year, but with a name like that, a rose by any other name, a moon by a PNSN7. It's like, no, it's not working. We need to be better at this.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up to see if our moon has a birth name.
The moon is just like, the moon.
How is it just Pepsi? Is just Pepsi. Okay.
Am I obsessed? I don't think I'm obsessed. Pepsi's Pepsi.
Pepsi's Pepsi. What kind of Pepsi do you mean?
Addicted? No, I don't think I'm addicted. So yeah, if Saturn has rings, are any of the rings named something? If Earth has a moon, is the moon named something?
Whatever. I'm listing 2025 PN7 baby moon for breakout star of the year.
Okay. I have one bullet point I needed to really discuss this week.
Let's hear it, Mom.
And I don't know if I brought it up last week, so we'll start there. D.L. Hughley.
I remember.
Is he DL?
Is he on the DL?
Yes. What does DL stand for, girl? If somebody's giving DL these days, we got to start calling him DL Hughley. Oh, honey, he's giving DL Hughley, okay? The charade, the DL Hughley charade.
Dang, wait. So here I am on DL Daryl Lynn's.
Daryl
Wikipedia.
Lynn.
Daryl Lynn Hughley.
Okay.
Yes. Guess when he was born.
Where, when, how?
The day before my birthday.
No. What are we going to do?
DL Hughley is a Pisces. You've heard it here first.
And honestly, you may have heard that here first, actually. A lot of people probably heard that here first. So
talk about stories we've never told.
Yeah, we like to break it. We break the news here.
DL Hughley is a Pisces.
Okay. Okay. Well, is there anything else you need to discuss?
He was born on March 6-7.
No. Nope. 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 Nope.
Let's see. Janelle Monáe time traveled to watch David Bowie.
We do have to discuss that. Okay. So in an interview with, who is the person she was doing an interview with?
I don't recall.
They looked familiar. Lucy. I think their name is Lucy. Lucy and Janelle. Yes. Lucy. Dacus. Yes. They were doing like a one-on-one interview. You know those like musicians on musicians is what it kind of seemed like. Artists on artists.
That's literally what it says it was.
Oh, musicians on musicians. Yes, for Rolling Stone. And Janelle Monáe starts...
Wait. What? You're telling me there's a musician named Lucy Dacus?
Dacus. Damn, we really need to know how to say that.
Who is Lucy Dacus?
She's like friends with, maybe she's in like Boy Genius or something.
Whoa. What? Yes, she's in Boy Genius. Guess when she was born.
Oh, God. Here, what?
Just kidding. Nowhere near March 6th or
7th. Oh, my God. You and DL Hughley and Corey Cool give March 6th, 7th.
Yes. Yeah. So anyways, there's Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
She told Lucy, I saw David Bowie. I time traveled to the 70s.
She said, well, I saw David Bowie. And Lucy goes, you saw David Bowie?
Like, and she says, quote,
trying to think about the math of that.
Yes. And she said, quote, I traveled back into the 1970s and I saw him do Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And it was incredible.
And Lucy's all just kind of taking it all in, smiling. But I believe Janelle Monáe. Monáe is on some other shit that you can't even fathom. She went backstage.
She was there.
Yes. You know, I think we believe women in this house, so.
Yeah. That was it on my list, unless you wanted to hear about how 42% of Lay's potato chips consumers didn't know they were made from potato chips. Didn't know they were made from potatoes.
That's a pass. I did all see right. that there's a lot of lead in protein powder, so careful.
All right, where can people find you?
You can find me. I actually tonight I'm going back in time to see to see David Bowie at the at the Troubadour.
Troubadour.
Wow. Yes. Are you going? Are you going?
I also have ticket.
Oh my God. Okay. Cool. So I will see you there. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Cool.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well. See you tonight.
All right, can't wait. Love you.
Love you later.